What's up, sunshine? Coy Wire here with your CNN 10 minutes of news for July 17th, another Summer Friday edition catching us up on some of the biggest storylines of the week. If you're wondering about the background, it's because this dude wore this shirt and I just looked like a floating head. So here we are. Let's start today with a little brain teaser. If you have three, you have three. If you have two, you have two. But if you have one, you have none. What is it? I'll give you a second. Give up. Answer is a choice, because if you only have one, it's not a choice. So thank you for choosing to spend part of your day with us. Now, let's get to your news. We're kicking off this with world's biggest sporting event. Earlier this week, the World Cup semifinals took place in Dallas. France's Kylian Mbappe and Ousmane Dembele looking to reach a third straight World Cup final, facing Spain with 19-year-old sensation Lamine Yamal, who plays like pressure is just another defender to dribble past. Then in Atlanta, it was defending champs Argentina, led by 39-year-old Lionel Messi, in what could be his final World Cup, taking on England, looking to lift its first World Cup trophy since 1966. Now, the stage is set. It'll be Spain taking on Argentina on Sunday in New Jersey. One match, 90 minutes, maybe more, and a chance to become the team their nation remembers forever. Now to a microscopic menace that's having a huge impact on cookouts all across the country this summer. It's a single-celled parasite called Cyclospora, wreaking havoc in several states. It causes a condition called cyclosporiasis, which can include weeks of uncomfortable gastrointestinal issues. While state and federal investigators say they've yet to determine the source behind the surge in cases, Cyclospora commonly passes to humans via raw fruits and vegetables. Our Jacqueline Howard has some tips on what to do to avoid it and what to do if you come down with a serious stomach bug.
Here's what you need to know. In some cases, this illness has been tied to eating fresh produce. And the illness that we're talking about here is called cyclosporiasis. It's caused by the parasite Cyclospora. And health officials are investigating cases across several states. In some of those states, Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas, cases have been linked to eating fresh produce from Mexican-style restaurants, local chain grocery stores, and catered events. Some examples of produce potentially include cilantro, onions, and cucumbers. Now, there are at least eight additional clusters of cases that are still under investigation in several other states as well. And cyclosporiasis, it causes intestinal illness. So symptoms include watery diarrhea, in some cases explosive diarrhea, and these symptoms can last for weeks. The illness can be treated with antibiotics, but it can be a very miserable illness. So you want to avoid getting sick in the first place. To do that, avoid food or water that may be contaminated with feces. Experts say that's how this parasite can spread. Also, make sure you thoroughly wash any fresh fruits or vegetables that you have. If you have firm fruits like melons, scrub them with a brush. And basic hygiene goes a long way. Wash your hands with soap and water, especially before preparing food. Back to you.
All right. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are remembering a longtime public servant whose career stretched across decades. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham died last Saturday after suffering an aortic dissection caused by cardiovascular disease, according to the D.C. Medical Examiner. The 71-year-old served in the Senate for 23 years, was a congressman before that. He was an Air Force veteran, also ran for president in 2016. Senator Graham was also up for re-election, and the filing period for candidates interested in running for the seat begins next Tuesday. Pop quiz hotshot. A group of rhinos is known as what? A thunder, a crash, a rumble, or a stomp? If you said crash, you rhino your stuff. And if you're wondering where the term originated, just picture a pack of these prodigious pachyderms charging through the brush. Between their massive size and poor eyesight, rhinos not exactly known for their agility. On the black market, a single rhino horn can fetch tens of thousands of dollars, making the animals dangerously appealing to poachers. But in South Africa, one remarkable team is fighting back. They're called the Black Mambas, an all-woman group of wildlife rangers protecting wildlife from poaching, not with guns, not with bullets, but with a keen eye and relentless patrols. Our Bajan Hosseini rode along to see how they get it done.
This is Greater Kruger National Park in South Africa. Nearly 5 million acres of wilderness and home to some of the most extraordinary wildlife on the planet. Including some of the last black rhinos on Earth. There are just over 200 of them left in this park. Protecting them is a group unlike any other. The Black Mambas. 36 strong, battle-hardened, relentless, and unapologetically entirely female. Rhino poaching across South Africa fell 16% last year according to government data. But inside Kruger, it nearly doubled. Here, a black or white rhino is poached on average every 50 hours. Rhinos here are targeted for one reason, their horn. The black market is mostly driven by demand in Vietnam and China, where it's used in traditional medicine and as a status symbol, despite the fact that it has no proven medicinal value at all. To stop this trade, the Mambas patrol nearly 40,000 acres every single day. And they do it completely unarmed. It's an unconventional approach in a world where most anti-poaching units carry weapons. It's not an oversight. It's a philosophy. Poachers are dangerous.
Very.
And you all operate unarmed. That seems like a bad idea to me.
Actually, it is a good idea to us because it's been 12 years doing this. None of us has been killed by poachers, and that's because we constantly get trained, but also we're not threats to the poachers. So,
how do you prevent them if they know you don't have guns, if you can't hurt them?
So they know that we're not going to hurt them. Then there's no need for them to use their bullets on us,
right,
as we're not going to respond.
But your presence will still scare them
away. Our presence scare them away because they don't want to be seen. They don't want to be arrested. Mm-hmm. So they just want to come inside the reserve, kill the rhino, get the horn and out. And that's why they're always running.
Before the Black Mambas, women were largely shut out of frontline ranger roles in this region. These women didn't just change how this reserve is protected. They opened a door that didn't exist.
So many people didn't believe in us, but we have proved a lot of them wrong. The landowners in the reserve, when we do roadblock sometimes in those first years, some of them, they wouldn't even allow us to search them or to touch their car. When now they have elephants are breaking into their house, into their lodges, and like things are missing, now they call the Black Mambas.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a new twist on summer camp where sparks are flying literally. They're calling it the heavy metal summer experience. The point is to give teens hands-on experience with trades like welding, HVAC repair, and electrical work. It started as one camp in Palo Alto, California. It's now expanded to 62 locations in the U.S. and Canada.
When we got hands-on with power drills and saws and all kinds of different things, I was really, really excited.
There's historically a stigma with blue collar and construction, and we need to eliminate that.
This actually provides a 5-year college program through Foothill. It was free, and I was getting paid to work, so it was great.
Organizers say one motivation, looking to address a major labor shortage across these industries. It's estimated that there will be a need for 2 million skilled trades workers in under 5 years. And they tout that an apprentice can earn a 6-figure salary by their 7th year. All right, Sunshine, we have 2 shout-outs today. This first one goes to Mrs. McNeil and Mr. Turway at Northeast Regional Correction Center in Saginaw, Minnesota. Thank you so much for making us a part of your summer, and keep up the great work. Next shout-out, this one goes to Mrs. Allard at St. Thomas the Apostle School in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. Rise up. Hope you have an awesome weekend. Keep asking great questions. Keep chasing curiosity. And remember, you are more powerful than you know. See you next Friday. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.